voice. When I hear it back on the tape, they say you never do.
Well, maybe you will.
We've got a man in Austin that comes, Tanglewood, what is his name? Anyway, he's been going around. He does this. He's got a 5-minute program in the mornings on radio, and he was up here 2 weeks ago, and he went up to this giant that I was telling you about and recorded hers. And we heard her the other morning, and I would never have known that was Johnny voice in the world when I heard it back played back on the radio off that tape.
Well, what's your full name, Mrs.?
Lida. Lida. May.
M-A-E?
Uh-huh. L-Y-D-A.
Lacey, was that your maiden name?
No. Oh, excuse me, you want Lida then, don't you? Mm-hmm. Lida. Mm-hmm.
And what's your address here in Dallas? Palestine?
Uh-huh.
Where were you born?
Born. Well, except it wasn't that then. I mean, there was no street practically here then.
Oh, really?
No, there really wasn't. At one time, all of this land here belonged to the estate. And when my grandfather gave up at the farm, he moved to Palestine, moved to town, and the home stood right down here facing the railroad track. You haven't been down there, but there used to be a street through there on this side of the railroad track, and the home was down there, a big two-story white house. Well, Mr. had been to Galveston to go to New York, and he was so impressed with the houses in Galveston that were built up high. So he came back and decided he wanted to build another home, and I want you to see the place. So he sold this down house down here to my grandfather. And there was just the street through there to the town. It went on down through the woods in those days. It was, I mean woods. So then my grandfather bought up to here, this line here, and they lived there, of course, until they both died. And my father, when he gave up farming and sold the farm and moved to town, he built this house here. And then later on, after my grandmother died, my grandfather died first, and then my grandmother, we moved down in what we call the big house because it was a big two-story house, and it burned. The year that I was in the first grade, it caught fire from a house across the, over on the, what we call Avenue. It was in the fall of the year, and the leaves were in the gutter. And our fire station was down there where the, did you see the parking lot where the Coors distributing beer trucks are? Have you noticed it? Well, that's where our firehouse used to be. Of course, it was a hook and ladder with horses. And they were all over at the big fire. It was a big two-story house over there. They were over there at that fire trying to put it out. And we had rented this house. And the young boy, he was about 12, I guess, he came running in. I had just come from my first year in school. He came running in and he says, "Oh, Miss Clara, this house is on fire." Well, he was a sort of a, he gave us a little trouble from time to time. Mother says, "Oh, I guess not." "Oh," he says, "Miss Clara, your house is on fire. Come outside and look." Well, we ran out and looked, and the whole roof was on fire. And as I said, the fire department, what we had was over there. Well, we stood and watched our house burn to the ground and saved practically nothing. And then we moved back in this house, and this is where we've been ever since. Now then, my sister built next door. That's her house next door. Then street was open through there, much over my father's opposition. He said it would never come through this property, but it did. And her son lives across the street there in that house. So we are still on all the property except the street. It's still ours.
Oh, yes.
All the